It's hashtag third hour with Tobin and Leroy with Robbie the Degenerate.
Is that a fife?
It's like that Irish Peeler commercial.
Hush, I say, you're watching a little Canes football, and you think to yourself, I need to cut these potatoes a little bit better. Irish Peeler, right here, sponsoring the ACC network. Oh, what's that? You want to actually peel a pineapple? Just eat it like an apple. Irish Peeler, taking care of it. We even have an edge that's going to take out the eyes of the potato. I was like, what is this? What is going on here?
That hooligan must be so mad that he can't get that broadcasted on Comcast.
Oh, man, he's missing out on a huge audience.
80% of South Florida, according to
Barry. They told me I'd be here watching. Everybody would be watching the Irish potato.
He's probably thinking to himself, oh, you think that guy hates the University of Miami because he thinks of like Catholics versus convicts days?
Oh yeah.
The peeling Irish?
Yeah, you know, he loves him some Lou Holtz.
Loves Lou Holtz.
Oh, shush, hey, you watch yourself. Yeah. Peel the tomato, you peel the potato. Brought to you by the ACC Network. Back to you, Tim Hasselbeck. You think you'll learn what pass interference is? Irish Peeler. Call us now. I throw in ourselves an extra peeler. A poker. Irish poker, Irish Peeler. You get yourself, it spins. And then you call now. Within the next 15 minutes, I give you extra Irish can opener.
Whoa.
It's all there.
How do you not call after that?
I mean, it seems like a can't miss deal.
Three for one.
Three for. Let's get the headlines, Robbie. What do we got this morning, man?
The Ticket is the home of every Miami Heat game.
Hero get it timeline and over. Puts the three out. Got it! Oh, my! There's guts galore by the rookie!
WAXY South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar. A radio.com right. Sports station.
Leroy, you're on the air, just in case you know. You're just...
No cursing.
Yeah, just in case you're storming back and you think we're in the middle of a break. We're on the air.
Yeah, we were just doing. We were just talking about the Irish Peeler commercial.
Oh my god!
Props to the ACC Network for being resourceful. I mean, they give you every commercial break. You give it. It's just one product, and you're going to decide whether or not you want it.
Oh, speaking of
the Irish Peeler was the tops.
Oh, this doesn't get much better. Well, I don't know if you saw this during the one of the World Series games. I'm sure they'll bring it up again. But this Hummer commercial, it took up the entire commercial break. It was like a 3-minute commercial for this new Hummer. Zero emissions.
How big is that thing? 1,000 horsepower?
It looks like a spaceship.
Electric?
Do people rock with the Hummer anymore? I don't even feel like that's a car that a lot of people drive.
Well, this is a Hummer pickup truck.
Oh.
And it's zero emissions. The other one was kind of an Earth Destroyer.
Hey, it did spit out more. Talk about gas guzzler. But it's supposed to be like 1,000 horsepower. Like, just crazy. Is it electric? Yeah.
Fully electric, and a LeBron James voiced it. So, you know.
Yep.
Oh, really? LeBron? Yeah. That's funny.
Yep.
That was a big controversy back
that's,
in the day.
That's LeBron when you know James. That's when you know you're really famous.
When you
don't have to be on the video, you can just voice over and people know who you are.
LeBron James is it was back when he was 16. The Hummer controversy.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember this.
You don't remember this? That was a big thing when LeBron was in high school. They're like, how does he have a Hummer?
Oh,
like how do you think he has a Hummer? What are you talking about?
Ohio State.
How does he have such a lavish car? I don't know. He's on ESPN at 16.
Right.
That's the least you guys could do.
Yeah, back in the day, that was cool.
I think LeBron had like Hummer doors on like his first LeBron signature shoes. Like it was a big thing. The LeBron Hummer.
Yeah,
I remember that back in the day.
What else you got, Robbie?
And so you guys, this probably slipped under the radar, but you know, Kenyon Drake, he's out for several weeks, running back for the Cardinals. But his next game, would have been against the Dolphins. They have a bye this week, and then it would have been a revenge game against the Dolphins, and now we won't get to see that happen.
That's a bummer.
I really wanted to see. I mean, he might have been overtaken by Chase Edmonds anyways, but.
Do you think that he finds more of a revenge game when he plays the Jets or the Dolphins?
Who?
Kenyon Drake.
Oh, I'd say the Dolphins. Jets. I'd say Jets. Both.
Not Adam Gase?
No. It's the team. Like, you want your get back against the team in the city, or you want the city to see that, hey, I wasn't as bad. The Jets fans don't care about Kenyon Drake.
Well, it was the same running.
But if he came down to Miami or Miami went there and all of Miami watch him run for 150, they're like, hey, why couldn't he do this here? Yeah, Adam Gase.
I would say, though, that Kenyon Drake probably has, like, I would say most Dolphins probably love Kenyon Drake. He has one of the most iconic plays in Dolphins history.
Right.
Like,
I guess they didn't want to pay him.
There's no Dolphin that hates Kenyon Drake.
Oh, they traded him.
Yeah, they traded
him. Right. They traded him last year.
Was that with the Josh Rosen thing? Or
no, they just traded him in the middle of the year for
a fifth-round pick.
A conditional pick?
Yeah, it ended up being a fifth-round pick because he was so good for the Cardinals down the stretch after they traded him. And I believe they used that fifth-round pick to trade for Matt Breida.
Wow, so basically Kenyon Drake for Matt Breida.
But both
whatever,
guys,
bro. We got Gaskin.
Don't want ever, bro. Me.
We got Gaskin. I'm good.
That needs to be chewed on for a minute.
Does it?
Yes.
I mean, we got Gaskin.
All right.
They're both on expiring deals. Like it's not.
That doesn't work in football, Robbie. Every deal's expiring. You could just cut his ass.
Yeah, but sometimes you have to eat guaranteed money, eat dead money for 2 or 3 years down the line after you cut him.
Remember when Matt Breida was talking about racing Jakeem Grant? That was adorable. I wish he would, race some cornerbacks. Scoring some touchdowns.
Got to get on the field to race.
I think they just got finished eating Ndamukong Suh dead money.
Really?
Either last year or this year, but I think they just got finished
but
eating.
But that's the team's fault. That ain't the player's fault. That's the team's fault.
Where is Ndamukong Suh now? Is he in Tampa
Bay
still?
Yeah, he had a huge run back, but it got called back.
That crybaby Tom Brady, as they call him in WEI.
Just like LeBron. Really?
He's a big crybaby, just like LeBron. For the life of me, I can't figure out how could they be so just like angry and bitter towards that organization after bringing them 6 championships. They still complain about everything.
I know.
Right? Like, holy smokes.
I saw some of the quotes from that, Cam Newton's interview with EEI yesterday. He was like, I'm embarrassed. I know I'm in danger of losing my job.
Yeah.
I hope they didn't hammer him too bad.
Well, like, here's what happens in sports. You ever see somebody and they just look like they are natural at it? Right? And you don't care about any of the fundamentals because the guy is so athletic, right?
Yep.
That's Cam Newton. Cam Newton played quarterback to the point where he was so athletic, you didn't care about throwing position. You didn't care about accuracy. You didn't care about any of those things.
As a freak.
And as you get older, those things start mattering more. So they were pointing out, look at how he's trying to throw the ball. Both feet on the ground, no pivot, no hip thrust. Whereas you look at a lot of the quarterbacks, that's all they practice. So I think all Cam needs is some fundamentals in his life so that all the other things become less athletic because he's not as athletic as he used to be.
And we have the worst skill players in the National Football League. So no matter who your quarterback is, whether it's Stidham, whether it's Cam Newton, whether it's Tom Brady, we saw last year, the quarterback is going to struggle. And at times, mechanically, he gets off of it, he lets it get in his head, and he makes some bad
decisions.
One
touchdown and six interceptions in his last three games. And yeah. Bill Belichick looks really familiar to people in Cleveland right now because this is who he was before Brady.
Wow! Like, are you ingrates? Are you kidding me? This is what they say about Bill Belichick.
Yep.
If you're wondering in Cleveland, no, we're not wondering in Cleveland because we don't have six Super Bowls. Holy smokes, you ingrates! This guy, wait, he's been a coach 20 years. How many losing records?
Bill Belichick?
Yeah, one.
I would guess zero.
No, he had his first one, I think. One in 20 years. And these ingrates. Like, are you serious? It can't be this. They can't be that bad.
Dude, we just listened to it. We dialed it up.
It's unbelievable. Do they not realize that what their football team has done the last 20 years is not normal?
Bill Belichick has had one losing season with the Patriots.
Right. And look at how they're talking.
It was his first year.
Right.
They were 5-11 in 2000. Before that, he went in Cleveland. He started off rough. 6-10, 7-9, 7-9, 11-5, 5-11.
Yeah, but that 5-11, they were moving. Everybody, like Leroy said, they announced it after the fourth.
It was rats off a ship that year.
Right. I think we went 1-11 our last 12 games.
But this is the but he has gone since 2000. He has gone 19 straight seasons with a winning record.
Right. And like, play that again, Robbie. This is how you treat a guy who's gone 19 straight seasons with a winning record in the NFL. And six championships.
You have the worst skill players in the National Football League. So no matter who your quarterback is, whether it's Stidham, whether it's Cam Newton, whether it's Tom Brady, which we saw last year, the quarterback is going to struggle. And at times, mechanically, he gets off of it, he lets it get in his head, and he makes some bad
decisions.
One
touchdown and six interceptions in his last three games. And yeah. Bill Belichick looks really familiar to people in Cleveland right now because this is who he was before Brady.
Holy smokes.
I tell you what, though.
Is that ungrateful or what?
Well, here's the problem, though. We've been doing this game now for years of who's the guy, Brady or Belichick. And Brady's out here balling ever since he had his old tapioca moment where he forgot how many downs there were. He's balling out. You know?
He's also got balling out players.
That's true. But that's Belichick's style, though. That's Belichick's fault. He likes doing the cheapskate stuff.
Right? Still, let me ask you a question. If you had 19 straight winning records, would you change the way you did things?
Maybe not, but I think I think probably one of the things that probably frustrated Brady is the fact that, you know, hey, man, I'm 43 years old. Can I get a little bit more help? No.
Absolutely. Agreed. Here's a perfect example of your outlook on things may be different than your team's outlook on things.
Hey, Bill, you know, we go back a lot. I know we've had our differences, you know. How about this, though? Yeah, all right, what do you want? He goes, all right, hear me out. I'm a little older now, a little long in the tooth. Fewer white guys. What do you think? Just hear me out on this.
I mean, yeah. Like, wow.
We've kind of mastered that, have we not? It's like, right. You know, Welker, Edelman, Amendola, right. Hogan. I feel like we went to this well. We've gotten all we can. Intangibles.
Somebody says sound like Brandon Tobin of Boston Petty.
Do you have the caller, Robbie? The caller was my favorite part.
Yeah, I think
he's hosing down Tom Brady. That's the best.
Jim. Hello, Jim.
I agree with you, Greg. Let's stop talking about Brady for crying out loud. Mm-hmm. It's just like Larry Bird left. Everybody, Larry Bird, we're going to, you know, and the coaches were even telling the crowd, knock it down, don't talk about it because it gives the people playing a bad feeling inside. But listen, I think Brady is just like LeBron. The two of them are big babies. Oh, I'm leaving the team because I don't have anybody around me to play with. I'm going to take my ball and go home. Brady left because he had no one to throw to, but he was supposed to be the greatest. And everyone said it could be a kid off the street, but Brady would make him look good. Apparently, he didn't the last 2 years.
And Wiggy, now he's got AB.
Yeah. I mean, look at that. Listen, look at that receiver core. Their fourth receiver would be your best receiver in Scotty Miller.
Oh, man.
Hey,
that is crack to me.
So he's, Scotty Miller. So he basically said that Tom Brady is the same as LeBron.
Baby.
And then, wait, here.
Just out of curiosity, because here's what I love about people going off like this. What was the Patriots record the last 2 years?
Just in total?
No, just each year.
I mean, they won a Super Bowl.
They were 11-5, won the Super Bowl, and then 12-4 last year.
Right. So he's saying, what the caller is saying is that Brady was complaining about having talent around him and said, I thought he said he could make anybody around him better. You won a Super Bowl, and you went 12-4. So, yes, he can.
Years before that, 13-3.
Right. 2. Right. Like what? And all the people on air are going, yep. I agree. Right. Yep. Right. Just like he's LeBron, right. Larry Bird, yep.
O'Keefe's got a point. He's got a point.
Holy smoke. Wait a minute. What would Miami fans do if they had 11-5 record and then backed it up with a 12-4?
Was that something the Dolphins have been 12-4?
Huh?
You have to go back to Shula.
Dan Marino, right?
I think it was 94.
Yeah.
94. I'm guessing.
I think you're spot on. I don't think they've been there since 94.
Right. So because they're so accustomed to 13-3, 12-4, 11-5 winning Super Bowls, these ingrates, man, like, come on.
It's beautiful to watch what we're watching.
I do the same thing. Wait, by the way, I do the same thing to Browns fans.
Listen.
You're 5-2 and you're complaining. Hey, buddy, you went 1-31 a couple years ago. 5-2 looks pretty good.
Look, we're in a good spot right now because what we're having here, Leroy, it's what's known as a changing of the guard.
What's that?
The Dolphins, a new era is upon us, while they are sinking ships.
Right.
Leroy, I'm surprised that WEI hasn't reached out to you just to be like, was Belichick this much of a bum when you played for him?
Yeah, let's go out to Leroy Hard. Leroy.
Wait. Oh, my goodness. What, like, should we be doing our own show?
Wasn't he? I don't know. I'm having more fun mocking their show than I am doing our show today. And we have a historic game on Sunday with the fifth overall pick playing. But I love basking in their misery. It's so great.
Are they miserable?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
Wait, Tobin. It's not even out of the rearview mirror yet.
I know.
They won a Super Bowl. It was just there.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you know, like, if the Dolphins won the Super Bowl, that would be, I mean, Flores would be a legend. Legend. Right. If Flores won the Super Bowl and Tua Tagovailoa won the Super Bowl, they would never have to do anything else in this town.
Nope.
I mean, Flores could he could urinate wherever he wanted to. That's okay, Coach Flo. You pee on that statue. Tua Tagovailoa wouldn't pay for a thing. The next Dolphins quarterback and coach who win a Super Bowl for the Dolphins. Legends. You'll never, I mean, you know, maybe you'll have some ingrate, like some young Dolphin fans who are like eight who grow up ingrates because they'll think that's how it is.
Right.
But for the most part, everybody, every grown up who owns a restaurant in South Florida, if Brian Flores wins a Super Bowl and Tua Tagovailoa wins a Super, they are going to be treated like gods.
That's why I'm so like just irritated by the fact that the Pats fans have gotten this for 20 years.
By the way, I officially looked it up. The last time the Dolphins went 12-4, 1990.
Jesus. 1990.
Wow. 1990. Think about it. But no, let's think about that. The Dolphins have gone 11-5 once since 2000, right?
In 08, they went 11-5.
Okay. Yeah,
and they were, what, 10-6 and 16?
So 2 11-5s. When was the last time the New England Patriots went less than 11-5?
So 10-6?
Yes.
The last time the Patriots were 10-6 was 2009.
Right. Like, do you understand? Do you understand you're complaining? Nobody cares.
The last time they didn't have double-digit wins, 2002.
Nobody cares. Look, there's a lot of teams, right, that could complain. If the Saints want to say we should have two Super Bowls, I can't be mad at them because the guy was mauled, right? But if the Patriots are complaining about talent on their team after 20 years, I ain't buying it. Kick rocks. Now I'm even more. Look, I used to laugh at the Patriots fans. Ah, look, they're complaining. They're probably going to just go and win again. Now I'm really pissed.
Texter writes, and I do this guy too. I love this guy. I grief listen to post-game podcasts of Boston sports and FSU losses. Me too. I love it.
Grief listening.
Grief listening is equivalent to a stiff drink. It's damn near intoxicating. Oh, man. We'll take a quick break. We'll get to a beautiful word said by Tua Tagovailoa by one of his teammates. You're going to want to hear this next.
Yeah.
Oh.
What up, Mom?
Little Ashanti, huh?
And our guy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Ain't no. Where's Sanchez? Man,
he kind of went, I mean, he was hot for a minute, right? And then just kind of went sideways.
Sanchez's fault. He couldn't get the mic, the sound right? Loaded up. They weren't ready.
So after the Dodgers win tonight.
Oh, counting chickens.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, bold. Yeah. Bold. Bold by you, Leroy Horde.
Well, here's why. Because Tampa's either hot or they're not, right? Strike out a lot, but they hit. Not everybody's like that. The Dodgers aren't. The Dodgers make contact with the ball. So they may get out a lot, but they're not striking out like the Rays. Which is weird because usually the Rays and Oakland and San Diego, they play that small ball and they actually bring guys in who are more contact hitters. So it's odd for a market like Tampa to have guys who swing and miss so much.
Well, the Dodgers are going with the bullpen game, so I mean you have to factor that in there.
I hate that.
Get ready.
Man, pick a starter and go.
The starter's not going to get more than four outs. We're definitely not going to see the end of this game. It's going to be like 2 in the morning when this game ends.
Look, I'm not worried about that. Whatever happens to them is fantastic either way. Baseball, they got their season in, even though everybody wanted the Marlins to go into the sun because they got a little Rona, you know, went and got some milk, and then John Heyman had a heart attack. You know, it was like, what? Or Nightingale.
Nightingale.
Oh, Nightingale. Nightingale was out here just spreading rumors willy-nilly.
And they were out partying in Atlanta.
Well, they were out partying, obviously. Somebody was, I don't know, probably a lemon pepper Lou in it. But I'm excited, man. I'm excited. I got hyped last night. I was listening to Shaq Lawson talk about Tua Tagovailoa. If you guys haven't heard this, this is going to give you the goosies. Because look, it's one thing. Anybody could go out there on offense and give praise to a guy on offense. It's another thing when you got a guy from the other side of the ball, you know, looking at Tua Tagovailoa and saying, this guy is bringing us into the danger zone, Leroy.
I mean, it's dangerous. Like, I mean, normally I'm in the backside of behind the quarterback, usually the right side, but he's a left-hand quarterback. You don't get that a lot in the league. So that's why I think he's so dangerous and he's athletic. Man, his IQ for the game, man, you wouldn't think he's a rookie if you watch him in practice. You look like he's been around the game a long time.
How about that, Leroy? Shaq Lawson, dangerous Tua, high IQ, lefty. You know what they used to say, Leroy? All right, you know what Mickey Goldmill used to say? They ought to outlaw southpaws. That was Rocky's trainer, Mick. And he said the reason was nobody wants it. Aaron Donald doesn't want to have a matchup against Tua Tagovailoa and his lefty ass. You want to know why?
Why?
He ain't used to it. It's a throw off of routine. It's all easy. You're going to go, let me just take on these righty quarterbacks willy-nilly. Jared Goff, Kyler Murray, all these guys throwing from the right side, all normal. Well, let's see what happens when we mix it up a little bit, huh? You know, let's see how all those knife drills work for old AD when it comes to a showdown with Lefty Marino. Then we'll see what's what.
Are you the only one that calls him Lefty Marino?
Everyone's gonna.
Dolphins better
be Lefty Marino. Here's why. Dan Marino had a damn cannon for an arm.
Sure.
There's only one person that I've seen throw the ball like that with that velocity, and that's Brett Favre. So when you say Lefty Marino, to me, you're not talking about accomplishments. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about how good he's going to be. When you say Lefty Marino, I'm talking about the guy has an air rifle for an arm.
Marino isn't just it's not just the right arm of God. It's not just a cannon. It's a state of mind. You know, we've had. It's a state of mind.
No, I'm not letting you wiggle your way out of this.
Why?
Because Marino had one of the strongest arms ever.
Sure.
Right? And to top it off, one of the quickest releases ever. So he didn't get sacked that much. All right? That is unique in itself. Don't compare it to somebody said Tua's the damn Lefty Mariota.
How dare you?
Come on!
How dare you?
Come on!
You know what? Let's hear from one of his weapons. All right? Let's hear from the unicorn himself. Preston Williams. I bet he has great things to say about Tua.
Is he the unicorn or Devontae Parker?
No, he calls himself the unicorn.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're giving ourselves nicknames now.
Well, I mean, listen, he is a unicorn, so I can't shoot it down. Preston Williams is the unicorn. Here he is on Tua, you know, and catching them passes from the left side.
Not really different. I mean, catching the football is catching the football. No matter how it come, how it turn over. If it's a left-footed punter, you still got to make the same type of punt. You practice for that type of stuff. So, you know, just disruption practice, you know, will help us catch a left-handed thrower. So, I'm a lefty myself. So, you know, we run a couple trick plays in practice. I throw it to some guys, so they probably used to seeing it a couple times. So.
That's right. So, Preston Williams, what he's saying is two southpaw peas in a pod, Leroy. Preston Williams, Tua Tagovailoa, both lefties. And everybody's used to catching lefty passes because Preston Williams will run trick plays every now and then, and he throws it from the left side.
Shades of Ronnie Brown.
You know who else is lefty?
Hmm?
Jarvis Landry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, that dude has a hose.
Yeah, he was zipping it into coverage. I was like, whoa.
I like what this texter I like what this texter says. Marino has a cannon for an arm. Tua has a precision sniper for an arm.
Oh, you're saying Marino wasn't precise?
I'm just saying,
hey, man,
two different weapons.
Here. Let me explain something to you.
Pick a guy and let it fly.
You don't have to take credit away from one player to make the player you like look better.
Agreed.
His actions will speak for themselves.
I would never disrespect the king of the Dolphins.
Okay, then. Stop it, then.
I'm not disrespecting. I don't feel like I'm disrespecting. You know?
Dan Marino, although he didn't win a championship, is considered one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game.
Sure.
Okay? Sure. Let's not take a guy who's thrown two passes and compare them. Not just yet.
Well, I don't think that I'm not trying to get too crazy, but you know, let's not forget the words of one Trent Dilfer.
I love the texters. Being Marino is a state of mind. Just like walking gets rid of racism.
Power walking.
Not just any walking, sir. Power walking. No. Don't. I'm not allowing.
Trent Dilfer.
Leroy, what Trent Dilfer has to say.
The words of Trent Dilfer. Quote, and I quote, if he would have never got hurt, there would be no discussion of who the best player in the draft is. He throws the football better than anyone throws the football. He throws better than Aaron Rodgers and Dan Marino. Whoever gets him wins the draft because you're getting a Hall of Fame player.
Now, because this is what I do. Who did Tua work out with getting ready for the draft? Oh, getting ready for football.
Well, I mean, he worked out with Trent Dilfer since he was 15 years old.
Enough said. Okay? Now, Trent Dilfer should know better. You don't compare anybody to the greats of Dan Marino and Aaron Rodgers before they've played. And not keep your credibility.
Why? What if he's right?
Because
this guy probably sees more passers than anybody on a given year.
Agreed. But it's something about seeing a guy throw the football, and there's something to be said about a guy playing football. Okay?
It's
easy to drop back in a pass, pat the ball, throw a nice tight spiral to a guy running a route in a Speedo.
You ever see the Tua documentary? It's a beaut. If you haven't, you should watch that.
It really was. It was great.
It was a beaut. First of all, his dad, his grandfather's premonition of his greatness, Gooseys. All right.
Okay.
Then the scene where Tua predicts how their life is going to change before the national championship game, Gooseys. But the other part was Trent Dilfer.
Did we actually hear him say that, or did they tell the story after the fact?
It was a reenactment.
Reenactment.
You know, okay. If you ever watch Forensic Files, they reenact
things. I hate doing this because I like Tua, okay? But you guys are getting caught up in the shenanigans and nonsense.
Oh, it was a documentary, though.
Guess what? 2.5 seconds is quick. That changes all your abilities. All right? Can you have those abilities in 2.5 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be the question from here on out. And there's going to be a curve. There's going to be a learning curve because a lot of guys don't realize how quick 2.5 seconds is.
Okay, Leroy, but here's the thing. All right, there's a scene. Robbie, remember this one? Where Papa Tua takes little Tua down to the beach to work on his footwork. Oh, Leroy, better footwork than anybody Trent Dilfer's ever seen. Because he had the worst footwork when he was 15. He comes back 16 years old the next year to camp. Better than anybody's ever done it, he said. Prodigy. You know why? Working out on the Hawaiian beaches.
Okay. Let's talk about the quarterbacks who had a cannon.
Oh, here comes DeMarcus Russell. I knew it. Kyle Bowler.
Right? Ryan Leaf.
But Jamarcus Russell.
Knock it off.
Jamarcus Russell was on that lean.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Like, look, give it a minute, because what you're doing is this. By saying the things that you're saying and doing the things you are doing, you are eliminating the opportunity for this young man to grow at the position. So that means he's going to face some bumps and bruises. There's some things he's got to learn on the job that most quarterbacks have to learn.
Listen,
and
agreed.
I don't want people to get too caught up in all the promises that everybody has made, because he's not going to be that Sunday.
No, I agree. Look, you can't be an oak tree without first being a twig. Like, it takes growth.
All right, Groot. Well, shut the hell up, Groot. What are you doing, Robbie? What? Stop him! What are you doing? So now you've...
I am Tua.
I am Tua.
Would it be something if he did his press conference like that? Tua, you threw for 350 and four touchdowns and what would seem to be an incredible debut. I am Tua. I am Tua. I am Tua. What the...
Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Hey, coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to give you a chance to win a Nest Audio from Google. You guys just want to be listening for the keyword, and you're going to text that to 20357. That's 20357. So be listening in about 15 minutes. We'll give you that code word to text to 20357 for your chance to win a Nest Audio from Google. Get the latest sports news from the ticket with a little help from Google. Just say, hey, Google, play 7-9 to the ticket. Your chance to win is coming up in about 15 minutes. Messages and rates may apply. Big week coming up, obviously, for your Miami Dolphins. Ooh. You have Tua Tagovailoa's debut. Last night we watched the Los Angeles Rams kick the holy hell out of the Bears. Dominant performance by their defense, which is good. I was happy. I didn't want the Rams to go and stink up the joint yesterday. That smells of a revenge game. You know, I don't know if you heard Boomer Esiason, Leroy. Of course you did. Where he goes, where he's like, oh, Sean McVay called out the team as soft the week beforehand. Now he can't do that. Now the team has to just continue on and see if they can keep this momentum up. So if you already have an up and down team, a team that you've had to call out publicly, you want that wave going up. Therefore, you know, therefore you don't have to call them out. So now if they already feel fat and sassy, Aaron Donald has fat cat syndrome coming into Miami. Everybody's thinking about their bye week. I'm sure they're all going to vacation at Atlantis afterwards. They probably got direct flights. We got them right where we want them, Leroy.
Hold on. That guy isn't Aaron Donald because of the things you just mentioned. Right? He's Aaron Donald because he brings it every week.
Do you know what
every week?
You know what fat cats love to eat?
What's that?
Pancakes.
Woo! Man,
are you guys serious? Are you really doing this with best defensive player in the league?
All I'm saying is, it's just
no. Really doing this with the best defensive player in the league?
All I'm saying is, it's very human to just have to let your guard down. And he just had a big game. He wanted to outshine Khalil Mack. You know, he's not coming into this week saying, I got to outshine Kyle Van Noy.
No, you know what they come in saying? Hmm? Oh, this is some good eating.
No.
I'm going to get mine.
I mean, only if he's looking to eat breakfast, because they're going to be serving pancakes.
Oh, my goodness. Why do I?
Look.
Why do I bother?
Right now, the Dolphins' motivation level is at a 12. Not only the Tua thing, but the disrespect shown to this team, to the offensive line, to Robert Hunt, Solomon Kinley. You think Solomon Kinley takes too kind to all of the disrespect? I think not, sir.
All right. Let me tell you. I'm going to tell you a little story. Hmm? Right? Every team that I've ever played for that has played against Barry Sanders has gone into the game saying, Barry not going to embarrass me on national TV, right? I'm going right at him. and it never fails, that following Monday, we are showing video of Barry Sanders breaking said guy's ankles.
Hmm.
So you go into a game with a game plan, how tough you going to be, how physical you going to be, and then you facing that monster in front of you. Now, I'm not saying you're going to fold up shop, but I am saying all this nonsense you talking now is a lot different than what they're going to face on Sunday.
Nah, because look, the problem is, and it's all adorable what you're saying is, don't also forget, we got ourselves almost a Mr. Coach Klein Waterboy situation, because right now, Sean McVay looks across that field and he sees Brian Flores, and what he sees is, that guy owned me. Mastermind.
All right.
Mastermind.
Hey, here's what you guys do to me. You put me in a bad situation.
Why?
On a daily basis.
Why?
First day it hasn't rained in South Florida in 2 weeks. So, of course, Leroy has to take over for Mother Nature.
You can join in. Nobody's...
I respond to the nonsense that is, I am too.
If you're thirsty, you could have a little nonsense juice.
No thanks. I'll be parched.
Are you sure? You want some breakfast? You want a little silly sauce on your breakfast?
No.
Come on, man.
No.
I won't get a judge in.
Come on, man. Hop aboard.
No, I'm good.
You got a VIP seat right here. Right next to me.
No. So right now here. I'm sitting like the, who's the guy with the dummies? The ventriloquist? What's the comedian?
Jeff Dunham?
Yes. So now you got me sitting on your little perch like Jeff Dunham.
I don't know. I'm not going to be a puppet for you.
Is it Dunham or Durham?
Well, who cares?
Yeah.
I just know that, I just know that, you know, you're probably, you know, it would be a lot more fun for you. You don't have to fight all the nonsense all the time. What if you just bask in it with us? You know, you skip through.
I have to fight.
Why?
Because
so much
nonsense.
Fun. So much fun over here.
It's not fun.
We're having a good time.
No.
Robbie's talking about pancakes.
Yeah.
It's a great time.
Delicious.
You know, Robbie, you know it goes with
Robbie,
pancakes.
But they can be piled up. You're not going to eat them until somebody else eats one.
Robbie knows what goes good with pancakes.
Ooh.
Eggs. And you know what goes good on eggs?
What?
Robert Hunt's ketchup.
It's true, I love.
If I'd have said some ridiculousness like that, the minus one would have came out before I even finished.
No, I would have given you a point. No, not true.
Right. Anyway.
Problem?
It's only Tuesday. Tomorrow's the first day of preparation. Oh, they might have changed the week up. They might have practiced today.
No, I think it's normal day off.
Okay. Did they come in yesterday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they did. Yesterday.
You want me to tell you what sucks? Tuesday is your day off.
What do you mean?
Tuesday is your day off sucks.
Oh, you just mean in general?
In the NFL. Yeah, Tuesday's the day off.
Well, get ready for tomorrow, because tomorrow you got all the big wigs are gonna be on that Zoom call for Tua press conference day.
Hey.
You're gonna have Mort, Sal Pal.
Hey.
They're all gonna be in town.
Shefty.
Question. Are you going to do it again?
What?
You know what.
First question is Brandon Tobin.
No, I'm not going to. I don't want, everybody's mad at me about Pat Riley. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to ruin Tua week, too.
Just because you can ask a question doesn't mean you should scramble for a question.
Do you think I should send Riley like an edible arrangement or something? Like, do you think he would like that?
No, I don't think he likes edibles.
Not the Dion kind.
Oh, Dan, what are your impressions of the South Florida crowd tonight? It's been a while since you guys have been here.
Hey, you've gotten bolder because now, hey Pat,
you believe these bums? They won a fake championship. Your thoughts?
On. I mean, come on, man. Like, you guys get mad at me. You have. Look, if I tried to, I couldn't put Pat in a spot that you did
You know, there's always going to be that asterisk.
Robbie, stop it. We got to ban that soundbite. Stop it. Now, listen, there was some wisdom. You know, Riley will come out with these gems from time to time during press conferences. He had another one, and we'll bring you that next.